From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A powerful explosion has caused widespread destruction in a Pakistani village in the country's most populous state of Punjab. The blast leveled scores of homes and killed upwards of 16 people, with dozens more injured. Hundreds of others are reported to be buried under the debris. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The village lies outside the town of Mian Chanu, west of the city of Lahore in the Punjab. The country's largest province is increasingly seen as a breeding ground for terrorism inside Pakistan. Eyewitnesses say the explosion was centered at the home of a madrasa administrator, whose sister is reported to have used the house as a school for girls. There are conflicting reports on the cause of the blast. Dawn News quoted the district's political officer saying explosives were being stored at the home and may have gone off accidentally. Others report a car ramming the house before the explosion. Television images show block after block leveled in the rural village. Panicked residents frantically organized a rescue operation, pulling people from the debris of the explosion that left a 40-foot crater and a village trying to make sense of it. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The blast comes as the Pakistani government has begun sending home some 2 million people displaced 2 months ago by the army's offensive against Taliban militants in the Swat Valley. There are more questions about the health of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. A South Korean broadcaster says Kim has life-threatening pancreatic cancer. Seoul's YTN-TV says its report is based on information gathered by Chinese and South Korean intelligence sources. Kim is widely thought to have suffered a stroke last year, his health is a closely guarded secret. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor begins giving her long-awaited testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee today as the panel starts a week of confirmation hearings. Sotomayor is widely expected to win approval as the first Hispanic justice, but she will likely face tough questions from Republicans. On the Sunday talk shows, Republican senators took aim at speeches in which she advocated ethnic diversity on the bench. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
President Obama called Sotomayor to wish her luck. Meanwhile, Republicans said her statement that a wise Latina judge might reach a better conclusion than someone else calls her qualifications into doubt. Jeff Sessions is the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee.
I think we are moving at a crossroads in American jurisprudence.
Another committee Republican, John Cornyn, elaborated.
The focus on sex and on race and saying that there may be different outcomes depending on who the judge is antithetical to the whole idea of the rule of law.
But Judiciary Chairman Patrick Leahy said the GOP is grasping at straws.
She is shown to be a mainstream judge. You don't have to guess what kind of a judge she's going to be.
Sessions and Leahy were on CBS's Face the Nation, Cornyn on Fox News Sunday. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. NASA is planning to try again to launch Space Shuttle Endeavour today. Officials had to scrub yesterday's liftoff, the fourth in recent weeks, because of bad weather, and NASA is facing similar conditions today. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports from the Kennedy Space Center.
A cluster of thunderstorms near Orlando closed in on the Kennedy Space Center as the countdown ticked towards zero. Lightning, rain, and clouds close to the shuttle's emergency landing strip violated NASA safety rules. Launch director Pete Nikolenko told mission management team leader Mike Moses that a scrub was necessary.
Looks like the team is ready, but the weather is not. At this time, we are no-go due to RTLS weather violation.
I agree, Pete. The team's in really good shape. The vehicle looks like it's in real good shape. But it's just not our day for the weather.
RTLS means return to launch site. That's an emergency landing maneuver the astronauts would perform in case of a main engine shutdown after launch. Endeavour's crew will climb aboard the shuttle for another launch try just before 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
There is a massive manhunt underway in Indiana. Authorities are looking for two convicted killers and a rapist who escaped from the maximum security Indiana State Prison. Indiana Department of Corrections spokesman Doug Garrison says the prisoners apparently escaped through underground tunnels and pipes at the prison.
At least a couple of these guys worked somewhere near or in these tunnels as part of their normal duties. Now, again, these areas were secured, but somehow the security was breached.
Garrison says all three men are considered dangerous. Indiana State Police, federal marshals, and local police and sheriff's deputies have joined prison guards in the search. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.